USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving forward on a compromise bill that would raise the federal debt limit. A key procedural vote pushed the measure toward a final vote. The tally was 64 to 36. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned about a government default by the middle of next week without a hike in the debt limit. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, without proof, telling senators a default could be catastrophic for the economy. The Senate also still considering the Build Back Better Act that Democrats are calling a social spending bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claims the bill's provisions are an attack on faith-based child care.
Democrats' bill would deny religious providers an extra funding stream for upgrading their facilities, which their secular competitors would actually get.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden's remarks as lawmakers gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay tribute to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state. Dole passing away over the weekend at 98 years old. As inflation continues to rise to records not seen in years, the White House is highlighting ongoing progress in the economic recovery. White House economist Brian Deese noting that it's a few meat processors that are driving up the prices for everyone.
When you look at most of the increase in food costs, you can isolate a significant portion of that to meat, beef, pork, and chicken in particular. Those are very concentrated industries where a small number of meat processors control the industry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus pandemic is keeping another great fundraiser virtual this year.
Gary Sinise Foundation Snowball Express serves the children and surviving spouses of fallen military heroes. They are committed to support that holds space to honor their fallen heroes while also helping create new memories as they move forward. Mr. Sinise on Fox News Thursday morning says Snowball Express is going virtual again this year.
We prepared this day-long event with lots of things going on. Big opening that actually was shot at Disney. What's so special about Snowball Express is that you have all these Gold Star families from all over the country, and they come together as one big giant family. They all the kids see that they're not alone in what they're going through.
If you can help, GarySiniseFoundation.org. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A woman is suing an Ohio school district after she says her child was forced to eat out of the trash can. She claims her 9-year-old daughter was forced to eat waffles that she had thrown away in front of her peers. The alleged incident happened on November 21st. The suit filed in federal court states the girl got sick from eating the food and suffered significant emotional distress. Two employees involved in the incident have been placed on paid leave. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.